A union is suing the Dunleavy administration to stop the privatization of Alaska's main psychiatric hospital. In February, the administration introduced a plan to turn over management of the troubled Alaska Psychiatric Institute to WellPath, a private company based in Tennessee. The move has been criticized for bypassing the competitive bidding process and because of the extensive number of federal complaints filed against one of the two companies that merged to form WellPath. And now the Alaska State Employees Association is suing the administration in state superior court to halt the change.
We are facing an emergency situation where we want to save our members' jobs.
Jake Metcalf is ASEA's executive director. He says the union represents around 8,000 workers across the state, 211 of whom are employees at API and could eventually see their jobs eliminated under the privatization plan. The group is pursuing a restraining order to immediately block WellPath's management of the facility. Metcalf says that while there are concerns about patient well-being, the union's actions are based on what it sees as a breach of labor laws that affect employees.
In this case, the state has gone ahead and signed a contract with a private employer and not given our members the contractual rights that they have or the opportunity to show that they can do a job cheaper and provide a better service. And that's a violation of contract law. It's a violation of the state procurement law. And we think it's a violation of the Alaska Constitution.
Metcalf says that as of noon today, the state has not yet responded to the motion in court. Matt Shuckrow is a spokesperson for the Dunleavy administration, but can't comment on pending litigation. He says the administration's decisions about API are not driven by budgetary concerns. The facility has faced a barrage of problems, from working conditions to employee vacancies to patient safety concerns. Shuckrow says the administration moved swiftly to transfer control of the hospital to WellPath because it was at imminent risk of losing federal funds and even being forced to shut down completely.
The challenges that plagued API for numerous years, there's a healthy understanding that this system was broken and that without doing something that we were in a very, very difficult situation.
The union expects the court to hear arguments before the end of the week.